Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting seventh. The DH, Bill Buckner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bill Pecota. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Charlie Leibrandt. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting second. The left fielder, Henry Cotto. Batting third. The DH, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jay Buhner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Valley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Diaz. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Brian Holman. And now, play ball. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stillwell strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seitzer for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cotto hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Davis reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. Cotto goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Mariners. Darnell Coles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Coles takes first base on ball 4. Jay Buhner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Davis moves to third. Coles moves to second. Jay Buhner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Buhner strikes out. 1 out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis scores. Coles moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Mariners. Jim Presley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Presley hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Mariners. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Eisenreich strikes out. 1 out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tartabull strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Griffey, who is chasing the ball. Buckner reaches third base with a triple. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buckner scores. It's 3-2, Mariners. Bill Pecota, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Valley hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Diaz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cotto hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson throws the ball into Stillwell, who relays the ball to Pecota, who tags Cotto trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Reynolds moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Stillwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stillwell hits a pop-up into left field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field. Griffey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Griffey. Seitzer moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valley fires to second and picks off Seitzer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Steve Crawford now pitching. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crawford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Coles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Coles hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Buhner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buhner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buhner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crawford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Jackson moves to third. two outs. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Griffey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Griffey hits a line drive into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Presley is 0 for 1 in the game. Presley strikes out. Two outs. Dave Valley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valley is 0 for 1 in the game. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McFarlane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane hits a pop-up towards short. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pecota is 0 for 1 in the game. Pecota hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stillwell moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Stillwell scores. Seitzer moves to third. It's Royals, 3, Mariners, 3. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Griffey who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Seitzer scores. Brett scores. It's 5-3, Royals. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a line drive into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Mario Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cotto is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cotto strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners 3. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Alvin Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Coles hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jay Buhner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buhner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buhner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McFarlane for a passed ball. Buhner moves to second. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Griffey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with Crawford covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 0-for-2 in the game. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stillwell hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Seitzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Presley is 0-for-2 in the game. Presley hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valley is 0-for-2 in the game. Valley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarlane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel pinch hits for Mario Diaz. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with Crawford covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners 3. The Royals will come to bat. Omar Vizquel now playing shortstop. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Buhner. Eisenreich reaches second base with a double. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Steve Farr now pitching. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Greg Brierley pinch hits for Henry Cotto. Greg Brierley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The ball gets by McFarlane for a passed ball. Reynolds moves to second. Greg Brierley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brierley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 5-4, Royals. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coles hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Jay Buhner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buhner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buhner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montgomery fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coles moves to third. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Griffey hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners 4. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Brierley now playing left field. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Buckner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane strikes out. 2 outs. Frank White pinch hits for Bill Pecota. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up into right field. Buhner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners 4. The Mariners will come to bat. Gary Thurman now playing center field. Frank White now playing second base. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Presley is 0 for 3 in the game. Presley strikes out. 1 out. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valley is 0 for 3 in the game. Valley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeffrey Leonard pinch hits for Omar Vizquel. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Leonard strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Seattle Mariners, 4. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.